Does God dwell in you? Welcome to Rise Up. This is Father Jonathan Meyer. Happy Easter. Today also is the feast of St. Catherine of Siena. St. Catherine of Siena is one of the great doctors of the church. She herself became a Third Order Dominican, and she had a great role in praying for our Holy Father, the Pope, and she believed that the Pope should dwell in Rome, and eventually through her prayers, through her letter writing, through her fasting, and through her actually moving to Rome as well, the Pope did dwell in Rome. So who dwells in you? Does God dwell in you? St. Catherine of Siena, her beautiful writings speak about the indwelling of God, God dwelling within us. The mystical life, the contemplative life is that gift that we have to realize that God, through our baptism, God, through our calling, He wants to dwell in us. He wants to live in us. He wants to breathe within us. I want to take this day just to do a quick catechesis. Some of you might know that I am a bit of a relic collector, and I have some relics here today of St. Catherine of Siena. So this is a first-class relic of St. Catherine of Siena. So this is called a reliquary. A reliquary is used to show relics. It's kind of like a little monstrance. In the center of it would be the relic of St. Catherine of Siena. And this would be a first-class relic. A first-class relic is a part of the saint themselves. So a piece of their hair, bone, blood, something that actually is part of them. This is a first-class relic of St. Catherine of Siena. There are documents which then make the relic authenticated, and the document is always sealed. There's a seal down here, and then it goes through and it says the name of the saint, and it says then ultimately what type of relic it is, whether it's a first class, a second class, a third class relic. So the three degradations are: first class is a part of the person, hair, bone, blood. A second class relic is something that the saint used in their life. So if we had a book of St. Catherine of Siena, that she, her prayer book, or if we had part of her clothing, or if we had a rosary that she used, those would be a second-class relic. And then a third-class relic, which is actually, I have a third-class relic of St. Catherine of Siena here as well. It's a little statue of St. Catherine of Siena. And then there is a little medal that's attached to the statue. And there is a piece of cloth that's on the backside of the medal. And that cloth had been touched to a first-class relic. So first-class relic is a thing of the saint, like bone, blood, hair. Second-class relic is something they used. A third-class relic is a cloth or something that touched a first-class relic. So first, second, and third. So this lovely third-class relic of St. Catherine of Siena, I like to have statues sometimes with my relics. I think it helps, particularly when you're showing relics to children. It helps them to understand a little bit more. Sometimes when you just show them this, it can be a little bit confusing. But so anyways, relics are a great part of our Catholic faith, and they help us to realize, just the closeness of the saints, that the saints are not far and distant, but that they are with us. And so we can pray with the saints, we can pray with and through the intercession of the saints, and sometimes having those relics helps us to enter into that tactile relationship. So a lot of churches will have relics, and then we like to put them all on display on their particular saint days, feast days. So this will be with me at Mass today when we celebrate the Holy Sacrifice. It's a Monday night, so our Mass will be tonight at 5:45 at the St. John the Baptist campus, of course, so you're very welcome to join us there. And if you'd like to venerate the relic after Mass, you're very welcome to do so. So I hope that God is dwelling in you today richly, and that you live that indwelling that St. Catherine of Siena spoke about so beautifully. God bless you, your day. Happy Easter.